You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah. Rich
Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger and
Yes, we on? Christmas right. Jackets.
Yeah. Wait, who are we talking about Christmas jackets?
No, that's when he got his mother. He got his mother a jacket for Christmas.
Oh.
He's a good boy. He's a good fella.
All right, well,
he's
we're good. Here right now. Me.
Back. Race Wars.
Me, Sherrod. Caitlin's here. And Chris Cotton.
We got Chris Cotton in the house. A special guest.
A slave name if I ever heard it.
Oh, so slavey. Right. His middle name is Pickett.
Why were we... Wait, what were we making fun of Chris Cotton about that I just forgot?
Oh,
that
man.
That we held off.
It should have been forgotten.
Yeah, what were you talking about?
Chris, why were we trashing you?
Was it the cop that smacked him around?
Okay,
so Chris Cotton's a comic from Philly. Okay?
Right.
Yeah.
And he is at the Cellar telling me a story about getting smacked around by cops.
Speaking of smacking around, I have to smack somebody around this week.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get to that. I don't know if you want to mention who you smacked.
Sometimes
around.
You got to get it. Sometimes niggas just go too far and you got to check them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to check them. Give them a good.
It is hilarious. Choking. We'll let it lie for a second. Oh, yeah. So we were like, who's this?
You got to check them, Caitlin. You can't let, you know, these little twerps.
I'm reserving judgment until I hear the story.
Oh, it's more of a just a, you know, snatching his soul out of his chest. while he peed on himself.
It really wasn't pissing involved?
Well.
That's hilarious.
I mean, it's out for a debate, but I think a little tinkle might have happened.
Did you get everybody sprinkle? To check him?
Listen, you got
to
do it sometimes.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead. Now, Chris, now what happened?
Let me tell you, let me set it up first, because Chris is telling me a story. What were we talking about? Ferguson or some black shit.
Anyway. Whoa, whoa. Right. Respect, Kurt.
So, no, but Chris, this is why I'm going to bring Chris, because what I thought was kind of interesting about his story was, it was like him getting, because you were telling me you hear these police brutality stories, and you kind of took him as like, well, that's no big deal. Like, I got smacked around worse than that. Yeah, like, this is how fucked up police brutality is. Like, the way he explained it to me, I was like, wow, that's what you just would accept as normal is so out of line.
Right.
I as a white man, would never, never stand for.
As he grabs his ass.
But tell me the thing, yeah. I clutched my dickie.
I was talking to a damn audience member after a show when he was asking me my views, and I was like, it's sad because one of the things I said was like, to me, police brutality, that's just equivalent to catcalling. Like, that's how
this was in Philadelphia?
Cost of doing business.
Oh, yeah. 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
And then after I said it, I cringed at myself. Like, that is the saddest shit I've ever said out of my mouth.
Wow. Yeah.
That I wholeheartedly meant.
Well, what? tell him that.
Yes, one person with no power.
Okay, I got a couple. I don't know which story I told you, because I have four or five.
Well, tell them the pistol whip thing.
Oh, the pistol whipping story. Okay, I was in the car with my cousin.
Now, where was this?
This is in Philly.
This was in Philly
years ago. I was 17, 18.
Philly is just such a shithole.
So your cousin, I'm just assuming he has mascara in his beard.
No.
Because it's Philadelphia.
He's very Beijing. He was light-skinned. He was light-skinned, no facial hair.
Okay.
Chubby, fat, light-skinned guy.
Right? Okay.
I'm in the car with him, and first of all, the cops behind us, he's like, let me pull into this gas station. Which everybody knows black lingo. That's like, this dude's got shady shit in the car. I just don't trust him at this point.
Your cousin said that.
What my cousin did. He pulled into a gas station.
Can you explain why that's some shady shit? That's my go-to move when I'm being
with
the cops.
It's a go-to move.
To prevent rape.
When black guys do, it's one of the things where he's like, let me just pull in here. Because the cops didn't hit his lights yet.
Right.
And he felt like he was behind us for like two blocks.
Which I've been in that situation. Yeah, where I had a cop follow me, and I was in Seaside where they suck. And I had to, and I pulled into a driveway because I just didn't want a fucking cop follow me.
Right.
And then he's like, why are you pulling away? Like,
I'm wrong
because I don't want some fucking cop
following
me.
When they get behind me, right. I speed up.
Yeah.
Motherfucker ain't got nothing to hide.
I mean, yeah, that's what I do. I just drive. I just
don't
drive like an asshole.
Don't you have weed on you all the time?
So does the cop.
Okay. Right.
But this cousin, I know him. He's a shady dude anyway. He does dumb shit every now and then. Right. But I pull over the fucking cop. He pulls up on the side of the gear, license registrations, two of them. One's on, I'm passenger side. My cousin's driving. He comes over there to me, and I'm like, he's like, yeah, my cousin's like, yeah, well, this is my mom's car, so I got to look for it.
The typical, this is my mom's car story.
But it is his mom's car. It is his mom's
that
car.
That takes me back.
And the motherfucker, so he comes over to me, the cop says, well, check the glove compartment. It's probably in there. I'm like, I'm not touching shit. That's not my car, right? Because that's typical
right.
smart shit to do.
Right.
And the cop says, oh, what, you're an ass? What, you're just trying to be a dick? And I'm like, what do you mean? So he pulls his gun out. He puts it to my head. I'm like,
what?
This, at this point, this is what I said to Kurt. This is the sad part.
Yeah.
This is my third. This is the third time this happened to me.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I'm not in a mode where this doesn't even scare me at this point. I'm right. like, ah, cops do this shit all the
you
time.
You light your cigarette off the muzzle of his gun.
I'm like, did you just fire this? fucking asshole. Right?
So, what do you want,
but see, that's what made me laugh a lot.
That's
was
sad.
That,
I felt nothing.
How he fucked up with it was he got too cocky because he was so used to having
right smile.
I mean, if you know Chris Cotton, I would never spot, like, cross the street because I saw Chris Cotton. You know what
right,
I mean? Like,
right.
There's no need to pull a gun.
Well, back in those days, you would have been happy to get across that street.
I was nasty.
Oh, did you have a Philly beard? Is that why?
I had a Muslim mean beard? Philly beard.
I usually cross the street hilarious. When I see Chris because I don't want him to ask me to open for me.
So like I was saying, Sherrod, now can I open for you or not?
Not on the show, Chris.
No, but this motherfucker, so he got the gun to my head, and I'm just like not flinching, and that's pissing him off you more. That's right. Like if you punch somebody and you get no reaction.
Right.
So I'm sitting there, I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. Because in my mind, I'm like, this shit happens. You're not gonna. You have no reason to shoot me. So right. fuck you, right? And then the cop's like, oh, so you're a tough guy, right? I'm like, look, I'm not checking nothing. It's not my car or whatever. So mm-hmm. then he puts the gun and he hits me in the back of the head with it. Whoa. Now I was like, oh, he don't give a fuck. This cop, I like the last.
What race was the cop?
he was a white guy.
He hit you in the back of the head with the gun?
Oh, he hit me with the back of the head.
Did he hit you hard? Like, did you see stars or was
I
it?
I didn't
like,
see. I mean, it's the gun. It's
the
heavy
barrel.
As shit.
It was just
the barrel.
It was like a love tap.
You're not supposed to use the barrel.
Yeah, he hit me with the barrel of the gun, and but it's just it wasn't.
We all agree up to this point the cop is hilarious.
Oh, this cop doesn't okay. give a fuck, dude. He's a sitcom cop. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's the same cop that put over Carlton. Now,
he's the kind of guy that whips his dick out and, like, when you don't have a reaction, is like, tries to choke you with it.
Oh, yeah. Experience. I'm sorry, Kay. I never had that experience with a cop.
Oh, just me?
Yeah.
Just
wait.
Me?
Kaylin, do you have a police story that you want
to. Of course he does.
I have a couple of police stories. I can. We can play the compare and contrast game in a minute.
Let's finish with Chris. I think Kaylin's going
to coming to a close. Don't worry about it. Very fast, because after that he looked at me and he said, oh, after he hit me in the back of the head,
right.
I kind of gave him one of those you motherfucker type laughs, like, yeah. Oh, you motherfucker. And then he's like, oh, so you're a tough guy. Then he pulls the gun and he goes to hit me in the front of the face and I cover it up. He's like, yeah, I knew he was a bitch. I was like, oh, first of all, in my mind, I'm like, that's not a bitch move. You're about to hit me in the fucking face with a gun.
No, you are a bitch. You know why? Because he's about to hit you twice with a gun.
You take
he had
one
already
good
hit you.
Oh, Sherrod, what's your advice to like
pulled off.
Slam him into
I wasn't driving.
I mean, like, my bag, grabbed his arm, rolled the window up, trapped that in there, told my cousin to floor it. We've been driving cop ass.
Oh, at this
95.
Point,
I'm shocked
cousin,
you're not in jail.
My cousin's very much out
hit
the car.
No jail, hold me.
At this point, my cousin's very much out the car, standing on the side of the road. And of course, long story short,
he's reading a Bible. I was like, how did he get a Bible?
My aunt had a Bible in the car. I'm pretty sure she did.
Selling a bean pie. Like, I don't know nothing about this.
His whole wardrobe is different.
Bean pies.
And this is what makes this story come to a halt, a screeching halt. 15 minutes later, they find a gun in the car, which is his. And I made the correct move of not touching a damn thing and taking a nice lick to the head.
So they didn't take you in?
Oh, no, they let me go because it was completely, I was like completely, and he was like, yeah, this is my car. I was
right.
He made sure I got, and I was right around the corner of my house.
Also, a nice sidestep of a police brutality charge, or at least the paperwork.
I think for Philly, that's a light blue.
Yeah, at the time.
Philly's fucking.
My dad went to go try to report, and he was like, who was the arresting officer? They were like, oh, he left. And that was it. That was all we could do. We sat there. My dad was like, we got to chalk this one up. Because it was like.
But this is what.
Wow.
I got so many cops.
So to compare and contrast, in Charleston, South Carolina, I was doing 109 miles an hour.
You deserve everything coming out.
Why? Why are we doing 109?
Because I was running late to a mock trial tournament.
So you was running late to a mock trial, I was so you got yourself a real trial.
Running late to a mock trial. No. He wrote me a warning. He was on shocked my 97 Volkswagen could do that. Who could go Jesus. That fast.
That is the
he pulled
story.
Me over. Oh. Yeah. He wrote it was a written warning where he wrote down 109 miles an hour in a 65.
You want to hear a story my friend just reminded me?
That's your story?
That's my story.
This is a story
I
want to
push the story down an age
just
road.
Reminded me of the other day. Because I was in the car hanging out with my friend in Philly and during Christmas break. He was like, remember that time we got pulled over? Again, another gun in the car, but this time it didn't get found, right?
Right.
He's like, remember the time we got pulled over? And no lie, I was in the back passenger seat. They're supposed to be talking to the driver and maybe the guy in the passenger seat up front.
Right.
The cop came to me. I was in the back passenger and asked me for my social security number. I'm dead ass. And we all looked at him. He was like, and I said, I'm not giving you my fucking
social security. Why would you? You, the dark one in the back.
Yo, I'm dead ass. It was some lady and it was the two dudes. And she was like, give me. I was like, she's like, you got an ID? I was like, no. She's like, give me your social security number. I was like, you can't even use that for anything.
Right.
And then they was like, oh, you want to be a tough guy? And my friend kept nudging me.
Right.
And I was like, something's going on in this car. So I gave her like a fake ass number.
Right.
Oh,
come
no.
to find out. Come to find out. Well, that didn't matter because they can't run a social in their fucking computers.
Yeah. They got Commodore 64s in Philadelphia police cars. Dude,
it was sad. But after it was all said and done, we pulled off. It was like, yo, I nudged you because CJ, one of my homies, he's locked up, so it doesn't matter. He nudged him, and he had a 22 on him. Nobody knew. We were on our way to Fridays. I don't know. And it was like no one expected it, but
you
somehow,
hang with dumb people, Chris.
I hung with shitty people growing up.
It's funny about this because the cops are like way out of line in this story. But on the other hand, it was just good police work because guns on
them. Two times.
The cop is like, I'll bet those young African Americans have a fucking gun. And they two times they both did.
I ran around with a bunch of people with guns.
I like how Chris thought he gave up
that
too much.
That ain't the same.
Yeah, no, but it was like white Southern dudes.
Yeah,
you gave up too much information for JC. Yeah. Like somebody knows a JC or a CJ.
Oh, CJ,
or,
CJ.
No, that's not even a name.
In Philadelphia, it's a name.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Well, because I want to read what this cop said about. You remember this like guy? He's a cop from Cleveland that wrote this thing when
Chris
Ferguson,
had it coming. Is that what he wrote?
Yeah, he goes. I want to say, Chris. No, the guy goes. No, you probably have heard this before, but this cop had written this after Ferguson. He said, "How about this? Listen to the police officer's commands. Listen to what we tell you, and just stop. That eliminates a lot of problems. The nation needs to realize when we tell you to do something, do it. And if you're wrong, you're wrong. And if you're right, the courts will figure it out." That's the fucking. I mean, that's the most irritating because I got this cop writing to me on. Right. I'm gonna have him call in. Because that shit is so fucking irritating. Like, what if you just follow the fucking rules on your end as a fucking cop? Because I don't want the fucking court to work it. Like, right. Really? I gotta have my life fucking hassled because you're a fucking asshole? That really?
Right.
That's how it's supposed to work? Fuck you, pig.
No,
are you out of your mind? Is this guy fucking dead serious?
You just read my tattoo verbatim.
Part of the problem, I think, is that our rights, you know, especially like the rights of the accused or, you know, what defines your right as a citizen and the difference between an arrest and, like, you know, your Fifth Amendment rights and Fourth Amendment rights and First Amendment, like all of that stuff is determined by attorneys, and then, you know, the Supreme Court writes out their decision, and then that's reinterpreted like on the way down, and then it's interpreted by some guy with a sixth grade reading level in whatever bullshit precinct and given out to a bunch of people tripping on tripping on power. Mm-hmm. And so it's difficult to articulate like the nuances of constitutional law.
I don't hold that against them at all. And by the way, a shithole like Philly, as much as I love playing Philly, it's dangerous. And if I was a cop working there,
I agree.
I don't know how you don't turn somewhat fucking like your training. Civil rights. You're acknowledging your civil rights has to go down the tubes if you're working a fucking shithole. It's just got to get to you. But the thing that bugs me about this, let the courts figure out, is these people that work for the system acting all nonchalant about you getting dragged into the system. Like, oh yeah, it'll be people don't want to be pulled into the goddamn system.
Right.
So most Americans want less government in their life.
Yeah.
So imagine if the Tea Party was black, there'd be a civil war in this fucking country right now.
But see,
if they get fucking, we get treaded on.
That's a great point that you just made.
If the Tea Party was black,
all these people want the fucking government out of their life, except when it comes to black people.
Exactly.
Then it's time to do a stop and frisk.
Then we need all the. We need more government in our lives. Somehow we need more government.
Right. That should
not
be
not to help us, but to hurt us.
And
we
also
need more, less like fucking not Social Security, but even like fucking, I don't know, food stamps. They want to take that away because they said, why should the government do that? But when it's time to police a motherfucker or take his rights, it's like put more in there.
Even the
put
right,
more government in their life.
Even the right to bear arms. They do not want that for blacks. I'm telling you flat out.
Yeah, it's true.
That I know. I mean, like, my friends, too.
By the way, do you know
one of
do you know where that came from?
I got into an argument.
Black people live.
But wait, let me tell you this. Do you know where the you know, the well-organized militia, the Second Amendment, do you know where that came from? That was that was because...
Movie Patriot, right?
No, but
to help people catch runaway slaves.
That was the militia. What those militias are talking about were slave-catcher militias.
Yeah.
And they were like, holy shit, are we not going to have our gun rights? Because how are we going to fucking catch these slaves?
And be able to go across the state lines, too,
and
with
then,
those guns.
And then it's not John Adams. Maybe it's John Adams. I can't remember which founding father's like, guys, relax. Obviously, you're going to be able to catch your slaves. Right. We'll make an amendment.
Oh my God.
So you can have your guns.
But that's what that shit is rooted in,
is to fucking catch your goddamn slaves.
But I feel like part of the disconnect is like they're, you know, a police officer says, yeah, okay, well, in academia world or in the courtroom, you have these theoretical rights. But in the quote unquote real world, what you have to understand is that that's not, you know, you're not always able to go through the process. And it's like, well,
they're not.
Right. And yeah. and I kind of understand that. But it's like you're always able to do that for the white people you stop. You know what I mean? Like it's the argument
you
that I got into DeMeo
yeah.
about a year ago, he was talking about policing in the projects. And there's a different set of laws if you're in federal housing that applies to you. And I said the problem that I have with that isn't that it, like I understand it's federal housing and you know if the government owns it then there's a different set of laws, but what you do is you create a group of people who feel like second class citizens because they are operating under a different set of rules from the rest of Americans, and that creates a hostile antagonistic mentality.
We're under a nigga tribunal.
Well, you know what that is. They did that at right. You ever read this book about Rikers Island when in the 90s when this one guy they hired cleaned up Rikers.
Right.
Not that it's like clean now, but the Rikers in the 90s was...
Rikers is a mess right now.
I mean, but it used to be way worse.
Yeah, it used to be way worse.
There's this video you can find online. You got to see this video online about Rikers in the 90s. And by the way, all these guys that were in Rikers, I hope the cops violate their rights because they're fucking monsters.
Not all of them. Oh, you
the
mean,
guys on this video that we're talking, you got to hear the
who
shit.
Who was this, the inmates?
This is guys that went to Rikers. And it's like, dude, the shit that they're talking about doing, you're like, okay, I can see how... people's rights aren't going to get acknowledged to clean this up because these dudes were fucking just monsters. I mean, they're not.
You can't police everybody.
But
over
here's what they did: they got this guy right.
I'm holding on to this academic idea that like the rights of the least, but you know, the rights of the accused and the rights of the imprisoned. It's like how you judge a society, like how we treat prisoners.
Right.
And
yeah. Okay.
It
great.
Is like it's a great moral litmus test, and we lose the moral high ground globally.
All right, but I don't think you've ever policed a project.
No, I've never done that.
Look, I agree with you even, but just listen. And so Rikers,
I was policing the projects when I dropped Christmas presents off.
Well, they got, but they got this one guy. They got this ex, some ex like Marine or something who they put in charge of the guards at Rikers.
Okay.
And so it was so out of hand where like they would just be slashing anybody and then including the guards.
Right.
That they go in there, clean it up however you want. It's got to be. It's like major measures have to be taken because out of hand. So this guy went in. Anytime somebody cut somebody or attack an officer, they would go in with a gang of officers and just fuck the guy up. Okay,
well, that's not right either.
So they, but so then
I don't know.
After
man.
They did
because
that,
a lot
hold
of
on.
Times it's because they fucking these guys up because he's a drug deal. Some guard got hooked up and he bringing in other drugs and the guard.
This
like,
is straight
he's
up
violating.
Assault. Well, here's
so
what.
Beat his ass.
But here's what they did. So then it worked. Like they got all this shit down. Mm. Then they hung the guy who did that shit out to dry. So they fixed the problem with his like brute methods.
Him, right.
And then when it was time to stop, they fired fired him and made him. Which, by the way, is a great plan.
I'm sure
I mean, not for him.
They probably say, "Hey, you're probably gonna have to fire you after this. You'll be compensated." So they'll join in.
So
kick
well,
some brown and black people.
To me, the thing is, if you're in a bad look, if you're in a shithole project and it's that bad, I can see bending the rules to get shit in line. The problem is, at what point does the siege lift? Like, yeah,
right,
put the siege down.
Right.
But then there's got to be a definite thing. Like, okay, well now we're back to normal. And then if it gets out of hand, we'll take these measures.
And I feel like that didn't happen nationally after 9/11. I feel like that's when we really started to like the militarization of the police and this sort of like this warlike mentality with police officers being at the front lines of like the impending terrorist attack.
Right.
We've never lifted
you know,
that mentality.
I don't think that terrorist attack mentality, I mean, that's even legit. I don't even think it was that. I think they just got a bunch of funding. These places aren't going to be attacked.
Yep.
And then they got to buy toys.
A lot of material around because all these companies that make these military vans and jeeps and... They also made it for civilians and police departments.
But our prisons are so overcrowded that people are living on top of each other and like tempers are bound to rise. I mean, when you got 50 people living in a space designed for 10, somebody shits in the wrong place.
And they get more and more equipment to lock more and more people up.
Well, but see, so look, this is why I don't, because I'm going to have this cop call in because we should have cops talking about this too since none of us know shit.
Yeah, no,
except,
I'm basing this on MSNBC.
I have a lot to say about this. It's weird. I'm on kind of Kurt's side with this, but I kind of feel like I didn't grow up in a project. I grew up a project adjacent, and I know a lot of people who grew up in a project. It's a piece of shit.
But see, you're a good example, man. You're a guy who's also not, like, Well, this is what I said when what's her name was here, Yami. Yeah. Like the people that you want cops to crack their heads, they're also victimizing you.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like then
you
just.
But I was in shitty situations. Yeah. I was. It's kind of like this. It's kind of
being a law abiding black citizen. It's kind of like seeing somebody get arrested and go, "Yeah, cops, get him. He did it." And then a cop go like this, "What you say?"
Yeah. No, but that's
which
I have a
story about.
That's the fucking problem, man. And yeah, so I want to have the
I've been locked up. I've been locked up being close to a riot. I've been locked up for so many reasons that has nothing to do with anything. But it's one of the things where I also, like I said, I grew up, I think the projects now is a form of shell of itself also. They don't need to be as aggressive as they used to be.
Right.
But the project used to be a piece of shit. Like, I wasn't, you could literally live around the corner from a project, but if you didn't live in the project, stay the fuck out the project.
Right, I agree.
Especially Philadelphia, we had, at one point,
we had hours we could be there to play ball and leave.
We had two of the top 10 projects in the sense of like violence. We had two different projects in one city. Like it was the Richard Ida projects and the Tasker projects.
Right.
They were both, and we were in the top 10.
Both
it's
of
one
them.
List.
They both, both made it. And they one, both went to the big dance.
Oh, yeah. They were doing big things. And I think one of them was in the top five. I think Richard Ida was in the top five.
Somebody made it to the Final Four. We do know that.
But no, I'm so delusionally optimistic. Like, I mean, again, I have zero real world experience with like actual antagonistic relationships with the cops. But I just believe that like if the focus is on de-escalation, like if we shifted the training, like I don't know. I just feel like when you go in there on a hair trigger and you've been so pumped full of worst case scenario fear,
right?
You know what I mean? Like that's just bound to escalate rather.
Well, you got to be pumped full of that.
Yeah,
but look,
do you?
Like yes. And but like I'm saying is I'm not look. I'm like, sometimes they got to be extreme, but you just got to end it at some point. It can't just be, this is the thing I'm not forgiving the police for, ever, okay? All these people in prison because these fucked up drug laws.
Yeah.
The reason this shit's still legal is because the goddamn police union lobbies to make sure the shit's illegal.
Yeah,
they lobby because they want people. Yeah,
yeah.
Drug companies, the fucking police union, the prison guard union, and the private. That's who lobbies to make sure. Because most people don't want it illegal. They want they want asses and seats at their little fucking shit show.
I mean, there was
so so I want to get a cop on, and if there's a cop listening, I want someone to explain why your fucking union lobbies to make sure you have to be doing
it. It's probably something to do with the broken windows philosophy. Is that if you go after small crimes, you'll prevent big crimes, which is just it's flawed.
It's not even that good. It's funding. They get a shit ton of money. They don't want to lose it.
There was an investment presentation that was ping-ponging around the internet with like the people like seeking. It was a presentation for people who were investing millions of dollars into private prisons.
Right.
And one of the benefits that they were showing was like a huge recidivism. I'm not pronouncing that correctly, but basically like that it's a fucking revolving door. It's like once we get people in here, they keep coming back. So there's guaranteed money forever. Like it's
I read the presentation. I had the I actually invested $20,000 into it. And you know what? It pays off. They're letting the tigers up and it pays off.
$20,000. Nobody is talking to you for $20,000.
They let me get in. They gave me a little sweet.
Sean has three beds.
I had three beds in there. It's great. They're always full.
He's got a snack machine.
They even send you pictures of your bed. And the inmate that's in it.
What you said about worst case scenario. You have to do worst case scenario. It's like,
of course you do.
You think about it. Growing up, nobody wanted to get STDs because they always showed you the mangled dick. You can't show the okay dick with that like inside of that dick.
Yeah, maybe if we didn't use so many scare tactics, specifically with STDs, maybe if we didn't use such scare tactics, people wouldn't be so reluctant to get fucking tested and talk openly about like, hey, I had this thing, I treated it with antibiotics.
Yeah. Oh, I've been waiting for mangled dick to happen tomorrow.
I think medically accurate sex education without the fucking scare tactics is the way to go.
Chris gave
a
bad analogy.
Saying, give the cops STDs?
No, I'm saying like,
give them all mangled dick.
It's a life or death situation. I get how you'd be like that, especially like in you ever watch
but
the first 48?
But it's not 48? A war zone. I refuse to turn parts of the United States.
I don't agree with that.
Some of these spots are straight up war zones.
Some of these spots are.
I grew
up, remember when I told you top five, top 10? Where I grew up at when I was a kid, they were 22nd Street in war, 22nd and Warren. Where I grew up was going to war with the task or projects. Yeah. I didn't know it. I was a kid, but it was like certain rules and shit I just knew as a kid. Like, I couldn't go to the projects because I was from 22nd Street. Yeah. And I didn't know that they were going to war.
Camden? Did you ever go to Camden?
My dad worked in Camden in the 80s.
Camden's like a straight up, it's a straight up Afghanistan. In fact, my buddy, I got a friend that's a cop that he took extra money to go work down there. They're giving out like great pay to go work Camden because it's so fucked up. The places that are war zones are fucking war zones. But the issue is crime's like down, so you got to de-escalate with the crime. Yeah. You don't just take it to keep your fucking
right.
My dad was a teacher in Camden in the '80s, and this is one of the best.
I was in your father's class. He was cool.
Listen, he was all right.
He fondled me.
God
gave me a couple of touches.
Your dad's a sicko.
Godfrey is now here.
Soft touch, your father.
Everyone, say hello. Godfrey
in the house.
What up?
What's up, yo?
Traffic, man. Yo, I'm there, but I had to get to this. Finally got to this damn podcast.
Yeah, Free.
Shit.
Free.
I thought you guys would be late.
On time, baby.
I was hoping you'd be late and dumb Kurt's like this. Are you near?
Yeah.
Are you near means you're on time.
You
I hate
you. Late.
I
know.
Are you? What's your ETA? Ugh. You made it before me.
I don't usually. But
I know. That's what I was hoping.
Wait, Coffee, what's your last name? I always forget.
Oh, Dan Chima.
Dan Chima.
Who got the keys to my Bima? Who am I? The girls, them sugar. My life.
Make love to a fella.
Father, the demon. Dan Chima.
Wait a minute. Did you just make the lyrics, make love to a fella?
That's what the lyrics. Porsche?
Is that what it is?
That's the lyrics.
I think it's make love to a fella, right?
Yes, in a rush.
It's the girl telling the girl to make love to a fella. Unless it's Bati. Boy bullshit.
Unless it's Batman business.
I mean, Batman.
Is it Batman?
Batman.
Do you know? Do you know any
Jesus Christ!
Caleb was police.
I'm going through my Rolodex of cultural references. And nothing. No idea.
What were you saying?
Do you know a lot of Jamaicans?
Yes.
Where do they stand on the Bati Boy issue now?
They're very homophobic in the Jamaican culture, like Bati Boy. But it's there. But they're very. Homophobic. Black community is homophobic.
And it don't help that one of the best Jamaican songs is Boom Bye Bye and the Bati Boys. Giving him
It's funny.
It's like it's too good of a song.
Most people don't know.
I'm not behind the message.
They kill a lot of Bati Boys in a lot of songs in a lot of different ways. Yeah, and people just dance and love it.
But see, the thing is in Patois, you can sing it to where people don't really understand unless you're Jamaican. So everybody's just dancing and
you got gay dudes dancing
and
to
gay
like,
dudes
yeah,
about
bye
to
bye
get
bye.
Macheted.
Listen,
bye.
Can I tell you my favorite songs are the Bati Boy song. Hold on, and also Shoot the Boar in South Africa Jacob Zuma Congress. Shoot the Boar. You ever hear it? It's like kill the white people in South Africa. It's a song they sing at political rallies.
But that's that Eddie Murphy sketch. Kill the white people.
Yeah. Yeah. They call white people the boar because they're like pork. And you
No,
they're not called boar because of pork.
It's like the police.
They're the white meat. They're the other white meat.
South Africans are B-O-E-R.
Boar. Oh, you mean the boars?
Yeah, not
that
kill
the
boar.
Whites. The white. The Dutch that
Let
came
the
in
the ride before you hit it with the fucking leaves.
It's a lovely melody.
Shit, those. I was just in South Africa. It was me, Will. For some reason, it's always Will. It's me, Will.
Will got citizenship everywhere with those kind of black people. I know.
Me, Will, Rajji, Ari Spears. We were in South Africa, and it was so funny. We went to the Apartheid Museum, which is, it's fucked up, and it's awesome at the same time. It's like it's a beautiful museum, but it's a museum dedicated to white people's pain.
Yeah. No, museums fucking...
But the money is so... it
was
white money.
What do you mean white people's pain?
White people that caused to Africans.
Right.
Oh, it's not,
it's not dedicated to
white people, though.
It's like the Civil Rights Museum.
Yeah, it's kind of like, remember when we did this?
Right, it's a museum.
when I choked
it's
you?
It's a museum because of white oppression.
I know.
And then you get these beautiful museums. I'm like, I'm glad you guys were like that. Because we wouldn't get these nice fucking museums.
Yeah, well, I like
glad
to...
glad you killed my uncle, God, man.
You know what? I like to walk through them backwards so it has a happy ending.
That's right. This never happened.
You guys know Louisa Diaz. She worked for the 9/11 Museum, and now she works for the Guggenheim. But she's got a PhD in sociology, I think. And she archaeology.
Like a real cunt.
Yeah, PhD in sociology is cheating.
She talks about this pattern of when new people come and conquer another one. Like churches and museums will help solidify. The social control over people, because you with the faith and then shifting the historical narrative and locking that into marble is an important part of that process.
Yeah, it's all a cheat. It's all some bullshit.
That's why I go to the Children's Museum in Brooklyn. I'll be like this: children ain't like this. It's a lie. You're lying in here, Children's Museum.
Yeah, when you go to Natural History Museum, you got to go to the Native American section because they all look really white. And I was laughing the whole time.
With the statues?
Every display, I was laughing and going, all the Native Americans are white. They make them very white and they're dark.
Do they make them look
they're brown as shit. Yeah.
Do they make them look like Ben Stiller from that movie? Sort of.
And then you read the language.
They make it look like Bonanza actors. They're playing Indians.
Have you seen, I was just watching the Idris Elba Mandela movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Long Walk to Freedom.
I can't stand the trailer.
How was
we have to fight your heated part, and we have to make our freedom right. even Mandela was like, that is a little too much. He over-Mandela'd it. They put a part in his head.
He's a parody of himself.
Dude, it stunk.
He did. They over-Mandela'd it. We will have long pants. We will ask the gods for long pants. They will respect us.
He was like this. We have to be together and right the wrong. And he over-rolled every R. They right the wrong and they reap the rot. They reap the rabbit hurt. And he didn't win a goddamn thing.
It was Dominican South Park's Mandela.
My favorite part is this is my favorite part.
And I love Idris, but goddamn, that was terrible.
Well, I saw it. I was like, I was taking a nap and it came on.
So. I don't like him.
I couldn't wait till he went to jail. I couldn't wait till he went to jail. I was like,
and
arrest
his fucking accent with his black skin and his accent over here banging out K. Michelle's nigga. Fuck him.
Oh, I didn't
mean K. Michelle. And any other foreigner over here taking out pussy.
Dude, I fell asleep. Watching Long Walk to Freedom.
Yeah.
I fell asleep watching Long Walk to
Freedom.
Shut up.
Go ahead.
So I fell asleep watching that movie. And when I woke up, I swear to God, Pacific Rim was on. And I thought Mandela just had an amazing life. Wow, that guy does not get enough credit.
We have to rot in the rotten, 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 rotten. That's all I saw was a part in this. Rotten Mandela. Shut up.
That's stunk.
But dude,
how many people play Mandela? It's been 15 to 20.
Morgan Freeman. Did you see the part?
Morgan Freeman played him twice.
Invictus. Invictus.
But my favorite part of the Idris Elba one is when he breaks up with Winnie Mandela. Okay, because Winnie is wife.
Who played Winnie? I got to see who the chick who played Winnie.
She was hotter than real Winnie.
Right.
Well,
Idris Elba was way hotter than fucking real Mandela.
Right, right, right.
I mean, compared to Mandela, he's
But
I
heard movie Mandela version was hotter than real life version? Unprecedented.
I heard Mandela had a big dick.
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you who's hot.
I saw the thing.
Hot or not, historical.
But the scene is great because it's Winnie. She's all in camouflage and she's just frothing at the mouth. She's screaming at this, we will kill with our tire necklaces and our matches. Which is a real quote. And then she walks in and Mandela's we need to see other people. He's trying to delicately get the fuck out of my house.
How do you break up with a bitch in camouflage?
I want to hit the rat to other bitches.
I'll tell you why. You know why he broke up with her? Good for him breaking up with this lousy bitch.
To, yeah.
You know
she was did? Whack. She was whack. She was whack. Fucked up shit.
First of all, she fucking insane.
I mean, she was whack. Where was he the whole marriage? I mean, where were you, Mandela?
Prison. Prison.
But then, look.
Still his fault.
But look, she played around on him while he's in prison. So what? You're going
to
do that?
You got
when he came out of prison, she wouldn't fuck him. How fucking?
Would you fuck a prison dick after all the years?
Like,
you
don't even
do hell it yeah, that shit's ready. Yeah.
Like
no,
that, wait,
that
wait,
shit's ready. Like, that shit's been having sex with other men in there.
Like that no, chick that's married to Brad Pitt, yeah, who was in that movie about spies. Was like, was it sort of like that, or is it? Was what's her name? She's really, really famous. She's married to Brad Pitt. They have like
Jolie.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie. So Angelina Jolie was in a movie about spies, and her
Salt, was it called Salt?
I don't know what it was called. And then her husband was like on missions or something, and then came back after 9 years. And then when he came back, she set him up in the guest room and was like, "Let's take a couple of weeks to get to know each other.
Get out of my house,
bitch! Before we share,
get
a bed.
Fuck out of here.
If I came home,
like 9 years.
If I hadn't had pussy in 9 years, and I come home, and my bitch ain't giving." Give me pussy. Get out of my house.
You'd have to go back to jail for killing her.
I think legally,
get the fuck out of my house. What
I
do you mean, take it slow?
Take it then.
And yo,
I know for a fact legally you
Idris
can.
Elba playing Mandela, it just lets you know, like they say, one. You know how they say one nigga at a time? Yeah. When you're in, they let you play every black person.
Like the James Brown dude?
Oh, God.
He played Jackie Robinson, James Brown.
James Brown. No, he's playing black
father. He played my father in 2 hour picture
dude,
in my house.
He's playing.
Picture in my house. He's playing my father.
He's playing Black Panther. He's doing Black Panther.
Which should be
Jaimin Hansu, not him. It should be Jaimin Hansu because he's an African dude.
Right.
But he's playing him since he's in. Yeah. And, you know, white
he's
people
a dude
go,
now.
Yeah, that's right. The guy. So he plays Jackie. James Brown. He's like, wait a minute. None of it. And next minute,
did you ever have a phase of getting into Black Panthers and shit? Like, did you ever like go to like when I was in high school?
Right.
We had three black kids in my particular school.
I remember you,
Tom Zivery. Yeah, but the way my school was. Mm-hmm. Was those were like the most popular kids, right?
Well, of course, school. Yeah, because they know about them,
yeah. Right?
So, 90s, 80s, 90s,
because so. They're aware of them and are watching.
But here's what's funny, because we all grew up together. So there's a point where, and I swear to God, it seems like, especially if you're light skinned or you grew up around a lot of white kids in like a suburb, there's like a period of getting so militant. Like I remember this kid I went to school with, Brent, like. He was like, when Malcolm X came out. Remember Malcolm X?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, is that, you know, like some kids get into punk rock and some kids get into like Black Panther shit?
Yeah.
Did you ever have that phase?
Yes,
of,
in
like,
college. I was big time militant. Big time.
You were surrounded by white people too in college.
I would go.
What school you went to?
I went to University of Illinois with Marina.
Marina went to
Me and Marina went to college together.
And you never spoke to her.
Marina Franklin.
You never spoke to Marina on campus.
I spoke to Marina.
Why? It's going to ruin your reputation.
She was a drama major. I was a psych major.
Marina's a comic if you're listening. Like,
I would go to
these people.
I would go to see Farrakhan in Chicago.
No shit.
Yeah, so I would go to Savior's Day. I had friends in the FOI.
Yes. The Fruits of Islam.
Fruits of Islam. I had black. I've read every Malcolm X book published.
Right.
Fruits.
Mm-hmm.
David Alan Greer's father wrote a book that I had in college.
Uh-huh.
It was called Black Rage. And his father wrote it.
David
told me.
Guys, with all due respect, I think you had it after college,
too. I still have the books in my attic.
Was it a book about a father's rage and his son is a theater fruit?
I read books that when you opened it was like, fuck Whitey. That was like the preface. I had books that were like, the black man needs to be free. Page one. I had like really angry books. I had the destruction of black civilization, Stolen Legacy.
Yes.
I said, Behold a Pale White Horse. These are famous books.
Now,
the autobiography of Malcolm X. I had Muhammad
That's
Speaks.
That's too much fiery literature in one spot.
The black message to the black man from Louis Farrakhan.
Hello, black man. Right, I got a message. Fuck Whitey.
You know, I had books in my room, and I purposely had them on a shelf so when people
all
walked
around.
In, they were like, black, 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 black.
Just a smack.
Black. Devil. White. Devil.
When one
Don't
blew.
Try it, Whitey. White man, watch yourself. Ooh, Lord.
That was towards the end. Ooh, Lord.
And then it was like comic books, Spider-Man, all this stuff. But on the other side, it was like, oh, don't play that with me. I know your tricks. By Dr. Ben Wad Jackson. White man, the weaker race. Black man, come together. Watch your black woman. No miscegenation in here, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, I had those.
I like all the tricks. My favorite thing.
But I had Hacky Sack right next to it.
Yeah. Well, to make the white girls you brought over comfortable.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the internal battle going
How much
on.
Of those books, like, were they, like, literally think pork is a plot? like pork was invented to get you.
The book about Elijah Muhammad on how to eat to live.
Oh, yeah.
Is to eat to live is the message to the black
picture
man.
The picture of him on the front is great.
Right, right. He's like this.
Oh, it's a great picture. And
there's vegetables right his by his dumb hat.
So, his skin looks so good.
Right, it's amazing. And, and it says it in the book. One day, can I bring up one of the books to?
Yes.
I'm gonna bring one of the books here.
Sure,
I'll bring it. You guys are gonna trip.
Anything with an index, I'm already gonna love.
And it says that don't eat that swine. The pig is part dog, part it's part pig, part rat. Don't ever eat that pork. That's the white man, and the government isn't your friend. You, the black man, has to understand that the body is a temple. They're trying to feed you their food. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has told you he came on this earth to tell you that the white man is trying to plot against your strength. Oh, yeah. That's how that's if you can YouTube the Farrakhan speeches.
Listen, we all agree Farrakhan was right. My question is.
I was a kid. I had to listen to a lot of that shit. I didn't mind it. It was fun.
I went to Morgan State in fucking Baltimore, Maryland, money. It was fucking.
I went to Cheney.
Do the right thing. The black motherfucking.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
School days.
Well, okay. Were you like one of these, like the Stolen Legacy shit? Like, were you like, black man invented the airplane? Were you like that level?
Yeah, I was that level.
Like, we had flying pyramids.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, the black man built it. Here it is.
Can I
get militant on you, brother? Because it's so funny that the pyramids were still standing in Egypt. And Jewish people, white Jews, like to say that they built it. But if you look at their bodies, it's impossible that they built the pyramids. Preach. They couldn't be out in the sun. The black man built the pyramids.
Because
we're the only ones that were able to lift those bricks to the top.
Detail, brother.
White scientists are still trying to figure out how they built the pyramids, but they can't. And then all of a sudden, they say aliens came down and built the pyramids. Of course, whenever the black man builds something, it's aliens that built it.
Preach.
Huh?
Preach.
The white, black people built the White House.
Hold on, Caitlin.
Oh, yes, they did.
I'll go one further. Black people built the white man.
I don't know. I feel the same way.
We invented the white man.
We did.
You want to hear my informed thoughts on this one?
Okay.
Go on.
Let a white woman speak.
Oh, my. Yeah, please. Okay. I feel the same way about this that I do about Michael Moore. It's like, oh my God, we're on the same team, but why do you have to take it to this extreme level? Like, there's so much real bad shit
that
happens.
You are not on the same team.
Oh yeah,
really?
You're not on the same team.
You are not on the same
Michael
team.
Michael Moore?
Michael Moore calls people
no,
out.
Not Michael Moore, but you and the black militant. First of all, all those Black Panther shit, tell me if you think I'm wrong. This is like the big downfall of it. It's like, yes, we're going to get our freedom, right? And maybe have a separate I don't know if you were part of that. Like, we should have a separate country.
Oh no, you know, Muhammad Ali was at that point.
Right.
Yeah,
but they all do the same footage.
No, because he was saying, "Why not have a?" This is the reason people made sense. It's like you keep calling us niggers, and mm-hmm. you don't want us to eat with you. This that. So why don't we just separate? Why don't you go your way, mm-hmm. we go our way? But then you guys are like, they were like, "Why?" I'm like, "But you don't want to integrate with us. So why don't you leave us the fuck alone?"
Yeah, mm-hmm.
but right. you still want to hang with us.
Because everybody
but
wants
you still
to
hate us.
Yeah,
leave us the fuck alone. Why don't you just go your way and we go our way? That's what they were saying. Since you don't want us to be here.
Like
No, I get that
and
part.
And we've been catching hell for 400 years.
Preach.
427
all right,
years.
We're gonna have
right? Okay.
The the syphilis stuff and then like the forced sterilization into the like late fucking 70s in North Carolina and using blackness as a justification
President Clinton apologized to the last
he did mm-hmm.
last Tuskegee experiment that they used to give black men syphilis.
He
apologized to the last surviving guy and gave him a medal.
But we're seeing a resurgence of that in the private prison systems now.
Of
They're
course.
Doing forced sterilization on right. predominantly black female inmates. I forget what state it's in. I feel like it was I want
to
say Utah,
well, they're trying
but I might
to
be
stop,
just making that up.
Stop the, you know, I mean, we they're trying to stop the multiplication of black people or brown people, period.
Well, guess what? Good luck, white man, because I tried and I got a kid. So.
Right.
First
it's not going to happen.
They did not give the guy syphilis in that. What they did, which is just as shitty, was
did you look it up? Did you look it up?
No, I know about the
They gave him shots. They got them.
Fake shots. It did nothing. What they did was they found black guys that had syphilis, didn't tell them they had syphilis because they wanted to see how it would run its course on them.
Right.
Yeah.
And they get like that became that they were giving them, but they didn't give it to them on purpose. What they did was just turn a blind eye to people they should have been helping. Which is
that's
evil.
The World Health Organization, WHO, as you know, and they go to these different countries feeding a lot of these
I don't think that was WHO.
Third world countries bullshit milk formulas to sterilize the women. Yeah. That is what they do. It is a shame. And they do the same things in the projects. It's the same thing. The project, they keep black people locked up in these places. Well, it's like the rat experiment. If you put the rats in a small area, they start to eat at each other just like in the project.
You know, by the way,
I know your tricks.
You know what I realized?
We should have stay away from pork.
We should have had Godfrey with the fucking Israelites.
Well, Ron Long and had Ron Long on. Yeah. You know Ron Long.
Ron was here. Hell yeah.
Godfrey, it is very tiresome talking to black Israelites. You can't get two cents.
Black Israelites. Is he a black Israelite?
Yeah. And, and
Ron Long is now.
Dude, he brought
he wasn't always. That's why Godfrey.
Yeah, he's a martial arts guy. Yeah. He's a big time martial arts guy. He's a talented musician. The guy,
he's one of the best musicians I ever saw in my life.
That motherfucker is so talented.
In my life.
Woo!
His bass in my life.
That's who goes kooky, is like real artistic people. They go kooky.
Did he snap? He's a Hebrew Israelite?
He
didn't snap,
though. He was,
he's a black superhero?
Yeah.
Those are the only motherfuckers that can't fly. But I mean, you see them and then they're getting on the train. You're like, really? You have a cape and you're on the train.
You know, dude. You know what they do? Hold on. Here's what they do. All those groups, they all do the same shit because it's always a liberation. We're going to have our own little separate fucking thing.
Right.
Which all sounds well and good. Right. But then their separate thing is always like, and then it's going to be one guy, and instead of the white man oppressing you, this one guy is going to be in charge.
He's going to
fuck you. Oppress you.
Yeah. And then the women, by the way, any of those women are gay rights, that shit's out because that's white man ideas. So,
thank you.
So that's the
Well, gay rights are all about white men anyway. It ain't about anybody else.
Of course.
It's all about white male power. No, whether it's heterosexual or homosexual,
you don't think
it's all
black,
about white men.
You don't think black gays want gay rights too?
But black gays aren't getting it because they're black.
What do you mean?
Listen, when I know white male gay friends, they'll say, oh yeah, it's just like being black. I go, no, it's not, because I've seen gay white men call people niggas and chinks and shit like that. And white gay.
Wait, what's just like being black? Being gay?
No, it's not. Being a woman is like being black because you're judged by what you look like. That's the same. Sexism and racism
closer,
are parallel.
My interactions with the police are real different.
But no, but I'm saying, well, police want to fuck you. I mean, I'm just keeping it real. If, like, a black woman isn't going to be really harassed by cops if she's pretty.
I think
cops want to fuck women. Mm-hmm. And even white cops who are racist against black men will still have a black girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. Let's just clear up. When people say they're racist, it's usually against black men if they like.
It's usually black
men. It's not black women.
No, not at all.
No, it's us.
I think the racism against black. Women.
Unless they're fat.
The
racism against black women is sort of almost like they're not seen at all. Like, it's a weird thing.
Well, it's like
that
in Hollywood. Well, first of all, white gay males love black women because they act like black women. They get their answers from black women.
Nene.
Girlfriend, all that shit, that's black women.
But hold
shit.
On. You're telling me I'd rather be black than gay. I'll tell you flat out. If I had to pick, like,
if I were a white gay male, I'd rather be a white gay male.
Than a black guy.
I'd just rather be rich. And I think.
No, well,
he's just saying for like social reasons.
Well, for social reasons, I can hide being a white gay man. A lot of these politicians, the guy on White Collar, he came out being gay, but after four seasons, after he got his money, then he goes, oh yeah, guys, I'm gay.
And I think,
but he still gets the privilege of a white heterosexual.
Right now in America, it's better to be gay than black.
That's why you'd rather be black. Because we the motherfucking bomb. That's why you'd rather be
black. Well, first of all, I love being, this is the myth. I said this last night. I don't know when you're. I've said this last night on stage. I said, you guys really got us fucked up. We love being black. You got it. You got it twisted. Mm-hmm. You think we want to be white? No, we just want your opportunity.
Right.
That's all. But that's what we do.
That's what people call opportunity. It's like a shorthand for saying opportunity when they go, oh, he's acting white. That somehow got mutated where it's like if someone just spoke well, you go, oh, he's acting white. But it's not really
who
white.
Who would say that?
All kinds of people.
And it sucks when a white person will say, yeah, you're the whitest black dude I ever know. I go, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. You're that like, means you don't know black people.
Means you're smart.
That means you don't know black people. Right.
Because it means you like house music.
But they want to hear that black cadence.
You're not the nigga I'm used to.
Superior.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's the same way with comedy. And I'm going to keep it real here. Exactly. I love this fucking show. I fucking should have came on time.
Race Wars.
Yo, because it's the same way with white comics and black comics. Like, if you're a smart black comic, you know, a white comic will go up and say some stupid shit behind your back.
Oh,
you
I'm
go,
sorry about
no,
that.
No, not you. But not you. I'm not joking. You.
I just dealt with that.
But you know, there's right. And there's certain comics will say, yo, give they'll have to shit on you because you did some intelligent shit and you were really smart. Because white comics, a lot of white comics feel that they got the hold on comedy when the legends in comedy are black. Fuck you.
And
the
most white comics automatically think they're smarter black. Than you. What? I'm not saying all of them. Most white comics don't know better. Think they automatically
they,
smarter
they
than you.
They think they're automatically
smarter. No matter
smarter
who you are.
I mean,
and that's
that,
the truth.
Part
that's
of that
fact.
Is that the sample size you're drawing from is a population of people that pretty much think they're smarter than most people. So that's just an
I
extension.
Agree.
That,
that's very true.
That.
I agree.
And I will also right. say this, God, I wanted to go back to this point because like 20-year-old me, my bookshelf was all like labor history and like women shit. So it's
feminism,
like,
right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, and so, and I spilled a lot of ink on how the race issue has prevented major labor movements and sort of like really addressing the class issue head on because you're able to divide the labor force in half. You're able to pit mm-hmm. poor people against each other using this race chip. And my position is that like rich people of whatever color all over the world don't give a fuck. Like,
you're not understanding. Right? This fucking labor. This is what sucks about fucking the commies that we talk. Like when what's his name Sean calls in.
Oh yeah.
The fucking labor force that supposedly would get together mm-hmm. if not for the rich machination. Bullshit. And they get insulted that you think those aren't their own. On their own, mm-hmm. they fucking just don't like other people. It's not like they were programmed to do. Very few people are programmed to do it.
Sure.
You have an animal gut instinct to take care of your own and fuck everybody else.
That's primates do that.
That's yeah. And that's just a fucking
that.
Primate.
But I think
yeah.
a lot of that. I think you're absolutely
think
right.
Like
but I think
though.
A lot
I'll
of that is shifting. Like,
but
you know,
you're in a different class now.
You know, you can use. You know, like when you talk about identity politics, like I mean, you can talk about skin color. You can talk about religious identity. You can talk about nationalism. There are a lot of different ways to shift that group mentality, that like team tribal psychology. And what I think a lot of the labor movement, the hopeful, the utopia tape, you know, I don't know if it's possible anymore. I've released myself from a lot of that bullshit, but an idea I spent a lot of years committed to was if we shifted the identity politics from racial identity, whether you know, like whatever, to labor identity.
How?
Nobody likes
comments. You know, saying, like,
you know the key.
Poor,
you know the
poor
key.
People. Yeah.
The key is white men got to stop hating.
Yeah.
They got it.
Kurt.
They white
I will
male.
Never
no, I mean,
stop
I mean that Anglo.
I respect that.
Anglo and even and, yo.
I will never give that up. That is my favorite thing that I have.
And you know what?
And no one.
And you know what? And it's true. Yeah. If you have an advantage, you're gonna keep your advantage, which is fucking normal. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But it's when you stop. Because here's the definition of racism. This is the equation. Prejudice plus discrimination is racism.
Right.
Prejudice plus power.
It's not
prejudice plus power. Who made that up?
It's not prejudice plus power.
What's his name?
Prejudice plus
discrimination. Because if you prejudging is normal, even within your own race, if you don't know somebody, you're like, oh, who is this person? Until you get to know them.
Yeah.
But prejudice plus discrimination is when you go, fuck those people.
Right.
I don't like the way they look.
Right.
They're not going to work here.
Right.
They're not going to eat here.
Mm-hmm.
That's racism.
Right, right.
It's institutionalized. When you have the power, when people call black people reverse racist, that's a bunch of bullshit. Because all we do, listen,
well, we talk
black
about
people
that,
actually have a reason to hate white people. We do. We have footage.
Yeah.
Right.
We have footage. We have footage. So we can actually.
I can
actually,
see Kurt right here. I can hate
we have every reason to dislike you.
Even
I mean,
without the footage.
I mean,
you
I have your footage. I can see
and
Kurt.
So when white people go, that's reverse race, I go, no, it's not.
Right.
Save that shit.
Well, reverse
reasoning.
Right. Yeah. Because let me tell you, I grew up in Chicago, most segregated city in the country.
One of them.
Dr. King.
Oh, one of them.
Dr.
Philadelphia.
King. A brick was thrown at Dr. King in the 60s in Chicago at Marquette when he was speaking for the garbage workers.
Did I hit him?
I want to say this about. Yeah. I want to say this about, like, I think there's a huge misconception in this country about, like, the history of a lot of this shit. Like, I think a lot of people in the North misconceive that their city isn't as racist as Southern cities because they have a different system. And I'm telling you, like, if you look at the newspapers in, like, 1860s, 1870s, I'm sorry, this was my, I did Southern history. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you look at the newspapers, so many op-eds written into the papers at that point were like, we have to get rid of slavery so that all of these fucking black people that moved up here will go back home and get out of our and stop working in the city. I mean,
well, we tricked you too, motherfuckers.
I went to school in Raleigh, North Carolina, in one of the most integrated like counties in you know, it was like Yeah. I don't remember what the percentages was. And then I tutored up here, and I tutored in schools that were 100 fucking percent black. I'd never seen anything like that before in the South.
I agree.
Because, I mean, yeah. It's,
definitely not North Carolina. It's not
there
like that.
There was one white chick.
I like that in North Carolina.
I mean,
one
in the South, what you're dealing with is sort of like the post Jim Crow laws. Like Charleston, for example, was one of the most integrated cities. Charleston and New Orleans, before slavery was abolished, you had a lot of free, you had a free black artisan, like skilled labor class that owned property.
Right.
Some of them owned slaves,
right,
and they were integrated into the society based exclusively on class.
Right.
Then after between the 1860s and the 1890s in the South, you have this golden age where like you have black people elected to state senate.
Family.
First one was
That sounds like hell on earth. Now, okay. Now I continue with
love. And it's between the 1890s and the 1920s as part of this huge moral movement,
right?
This is like the temperance, feminism, and Jim Crow were all kind of intertwined together in this weird social movement.
Really fucking,
and it's
no
fucking,
drinking. What's wrong with you bitches?
And it's about
am I drinking?
By the way, you know,
morality language.
You know, it was
a Caitlyn.
The girl looked like Caitlyn, the temperance girl.
Oh, I'm sure.
So
with a big dress,
say,
eight dresses on. She had eight dresses
one
on top
dress
of each other. My vagina is sacred.
Her Susan B. Anthony stinking dress and a dumb, her dumb hair bun that done Susan B. Anthony slick back.
All these angry.
But in the North, the neighborhood sort of segregated them. Like they had Jim Crow like before the South did in terms of like housing ordinances like different kind of stuff.
Of course.
And it's a period of history that we just don't talk about. And everyone's like, slavery was bad, but it was over a long time ago, and we don't study
listen,
the
nobody
next
likes,
fucking hundred
okay,
years.
Look, nobody's thrilled about brown people in space. But the South, I mean,
1860 to 1960 is an important period that like history classes just don't get to.
You know what?
Yeah, Reconstruction
you
and Jim Crow.
You ever watch Rosewood? Rosewood, the movie?
You
gotta see Rosewood.
Rosewood. Watch Rosewood. Ving Rhames.
The beginning of that is because they was pissed off that these blacks were being successful.
Yeah.
There was a whole town of blacks that were free blacks. Rosewood.
All right.
I can't look at a white person.
You know what I like about Rosewood?
What?
It makes you angry too?
No, I like that was, because now where you're supposed to just believe anybody that says they got raped, you're supposed to automatically believe them. Like, Rosewood is directly that.
Yeah.
Like, she said she was raped. I believe her. Let's murder these blacks.
No, that's the story.
Oh, no hesitation.
Yeah, that's to kill a mockingbird. I mean, yeah.
Well, I think that was from that a little bit.
And it's just the same as, like, if you look at Haitian, like Henry Overture, that famous freedom fighter who all the Haitians kind of killed the whites, the French, to be free.
Yeah.
And you can't believe Will Savince is from that same country.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Well, they made a deal with the devil for their freedom, and we've been paying for it with Will Savince ever since.
We're going to be free. We're going to be free.
We want to.
And they still charge.
Give us all free.
Godfrey, the sick thing is the World Bank still charges Haiti for that revolution.
God damn. Yeah.
They still in debt over that. Because they took their freedom back.
That's right. And they got charged.
And they still, that's why they debt is so high because of the interest of that fucking shit, too.
That's so disgusting.
How disgusting is that?
Well, I asked them to turn the sound noise down because Dominican Republic's trying to sleep over here.
That's why they couldn't take loans to build in their country. That's why they couldn't take loans to build shit in their country.
Did you ever see?
Because they got that debt from going fighting for their own freedom.
Well, I mean, besides a lot of places.
Welcome to Earth.
But listen, besides just the debt, I mean, a lot of places have debt. What really fucked them up real bad was like
Rothschilds,
Papa Doc, and all
Doc,
these,
too.
All these fuck,
the
Papa Doc,
dumbass black presidents.
Nobody fucks up black people like a black
president.
That's what
you like.
That's true. It's a fucking fact.
Well, African leadership is so horrible.
Because guys in charge for like 40 years.
Listen, that's what I was
saying. The leadership needs to go.
But what
they
killed it before white men got there?
But that's
seemed pretty good.
So you say it should be like
pretty prosperous
before colonialization.
It was
building on top of bullshit after the colonial.
It was not that good.
They learned it from the.
Listen, so basically.
It wasn't that bad.
So basically, black
it was pretty bad.
Black communities have it set up like a football team. All black people, but a white quarterback just running everything organized. That's how you think it should be?
Jamaica had. You ever see the movie about. dude, did you ever see the movie about. What's his
name?
Like
a white Eli owner. Hold on.
Not like a quarterback, but
you know,
like
that Bob Marley.
Oh, owner.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Wait, hold on. Which one?
Shut your open mic trap. Now, will the two open micers please cede to the headliners of this table? Good Lord.
Listen.
Now, did you ever see the thing about Bob Marley when Jamaica was like having a lot of violence over their elections and Bob Marley was the guy that.
Yeah.
Well, I always heard that story, but when I saw that documentary, I didn't realize the two factions were they were both white guys. It was two white guys running for president of Jamaica with all these black people killing each other.
Over now.
My white guy's the better white guy for Jamaica.
Yes.
Like that, you know what I mean? That's an amazing fucking, and there's a lot of countries like, shit.
Because
Godfrey,
it just goes to show you.
Godfrey just yanked my headphones out. Now I'm sorry to speak the truth to you.
I had to cut off the devil.
But there's a lot of countries. It's
it
not just
goes
a black
to show
thing.
You what even it what it even took to run for president.
There's a lot of countries
in Jamaica.
Dude, when a lot of countries,
England was still running Jamaica back then.
I know, but a lot of these countries.
It was English. It was an English colony.
You don't understand. Yeah.
All the leaders were English and white.
But third world places, especially, a lot of them welcome. Like Peru, for example, had a Japanese president. Remember that?
Yeah.
And it was because they welcomed it out. They had this thing
Japanese president. That's hot.
They got a lot of Japanese people in Peru.
Like
and they elected him because he was foreign, because he wasn't one of them.
Because they had a corrupt system going on over there. And it was decades and decades
and a lot,
and not given to the people.
Exactly.
So, yeah, they went outside the pocket. I don't blame them for
that. A lot of places do that because they're like this outside educated
guy. Like America?
Yeah. So they fucking.
Obama.
So they hired, they got this Japanese guy, Fuka.
Oh, yeah, America did it.
I don't know if it's Fukajima or Fukamura.
Oh, America did the same.
Fuck it, Fukamura.
But so he just stole all their money and went back to Japan.
I would have trusted
him. That's how that ended up, was he just stole their fucking money. Like, I'm in Japan now. Like, aren't you our president? Like, nah, you live in Japan.
He's like, I'm not even a citizen then.
But that's the big down, because a lot of these fucking places, what happens is, and the white devil enemy, which is certainly a real enemy at many points in history, you know? But what happens is, their leaders are shit, and they use that as a fucking, especially in South Africa, that guy Jacob Zuma is a fucking piece of shit.
He's
jackass. And like, or like the guy in Zimbabwe that they fucking
They all get in power because they got some big nation backing them.
No,
none of these guys would be president or anything else without some fucking European country backing them.
That's
but
true.
Mugabe is not being backed by any European country right now. Even though he was educated.
And aren't they trading that backing?
Education, weapons, fucking bullets.
But what happens
all
is,
Europe.
But they go, some leader goes, because by the way, this should have like, we'll do it separately to get back to your thing about like, you don't want to integrate with us, let's do our own thing.
Yeah.
Like, I tell you what I firmly believe, that all, any white or black are not shit without the other one. And that's a fact.
I agree.
Black people ain't shit without white people, and white people certainly wouldn't be shit without
black
people.
We have to come to grips with it, Kurt, to just do this podcast, me and you. So I guess
that's a fact. Like, nobody, all that shit, like, we're going to take care of this in house with our own.
That's
the number one worst because you always get a little, and it don't matter, it's not even black or white.
You should do that with brain surgery too.
Just Orthodox, just when Orthodox Jews do it, it sucks. That shit of like, our own people will handle this in house. That shit sucks.
Inbreeded nonsense. Right. It's inbreeded mess.
That's exactly
what
it is.
It's inbreeded fucking stuff.
So that's like that girlfriend's landlord sending his 14-year-old son over and like, I'm your electrician. It's like, no, you're not. You're 14. You're just in the fucking tribe.
I do electricity now.
So what did you think about the fucking Sony chick talking about shit about Denzel Washington?
What did she say?
There was something about like Denzel shouldn't be like, leading a movie and shit
they
like
can't
this.
Make money. But you know what?
And it's
what movie?
Right. It's
it matters.
You know, Equalizer made $100 million overseas.
Okay. Was she talking about? I want to see
saying
that
black people don't sell.
But they looking for?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. She looking for $300 million. They looking for $800 million.
But some of the most famous people are black in the world. Period. Muhammad Ali still the most famous person on the planet.
But I won't go see his new movie.
You don't want to
see Muhammad Ali's movie? It's called
It's
him and Michael J. Fox. It's called Shaking Things Up. It's coming up.
It's called Blair Witch 2.
Oh, that's funny. Cam is out of control.
Ali Boombaye.
But I'm saying that it's not true because it's like worldwide, well, what? Whites, they make up like 18%. Everybody else is brown and yellow. I'm like, people are huge. Like, even Asian actors who get no respect here are fucking worldwide
stars. I think these executives underestimate
they're
what people will
No, they're
see.
Just racist as fuck. They're just clan members. Shit. That's all. They're just fucking clan members.
Because they're in that isolated bubble up top.
No, we talked about it, but
they're just clan members.
We had Judah last week.
Yeah, we did talk about it then with Judah.
Judah was talking about last week. And this is something Neil told me a long time ago. It's like, they don't value black dollars. They just don't. When you're at a party with these fancy Hollywood people and you're another rich guy, the money, like, there's no status if your money came from like making Tyler Perry movies. It's like, oh yes, I produced
and
Woody
Allen
something.
Right,
you know
true.
What I mean? Like,
yeah, the Woody Allen
that gives you That gives right. you cash.
And it's even people
get.
Who look down on them. People who you make your money off of entertainment. I don't care what you're doing, producing movies and shit. I know a whole group of people who go like this. Ugh.
Right. That's true, too.
Yeah. Entertainment money?
Boo.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's tough. Those I would that's never. Real oil
what the fuck is wrong with people? Why is money is money. End of the day.
That's what I say.
Do anything you can.
I go through bro. All these societies. Well, like, I go through all these classes yeah. of people.
Why would yeah. a why would an Eagles fan fight a fucking Jets fan? I mean,
because
that's,
Jets fans stink. That's why.
Well, there you go. I'm just saying, like, that's
true.
A,
that is
like,
true.
I could see fighting over money shit before I could see giving a fuck. Like, I just was never in football, so I can't even fathom.
Right.
Coming what, to people, blows over that shit.
Oh, no, coming to blows over it is ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's
not,
just what people
you're not
do.
You're fighting over money. You're fighting over types of money.
There's every level of yeah. superiority fight. Yeah. It's always in every
and
level.
I think, yeah. I think part of the problem is that everywhere. if you make that much money in America, right, you've got to believe in this myth of the meritocracy, that there's something
there is
about
some meritocracy.
You.
I know
there's something
about
you
myth,
that's
but.
So special that makes you 10,000 times more worth more
well,
an
maybe
hour.
You invented the iPad. Like, maybe
right.
you are that special.
Sure, but like,
yeah,
even,
if you did that.
Even that, you're dependent on this
but what
whole
about
structure
a hack comic
of people.
That, a hack comic that makes a lot of money.
Or maybe he was Indian.
I don't know. I feel like
you probably he was Indian.
You look around, you grab hands, you say, we're special, and we know everything. It's,
not, it's listen,
just hard.
It is a meritocracy. If you do something that generates dollars,
mm-hmm.
there is that. The whole thing of evening it out. Like, people who are exceptional, provided they don't get shot coming out of their fucking neighborhood. Most exceptional people. Your cousin has that joke that's good about. He's the most.
Luke Jordan.
No, about Chris being on his block and he's not the best.
Right.
He's like one of the best. All black people are like the best at what they do.
Right.
And
living
joke.
In Jersey, mm-hmm. yes.
Because this is what
like,
equality.
All the black people. Hot, yeah.
Yeah. What equality really is about is not the exceptional people rising to the top. They're
no.
just going to do that. There is a meritocracy for that. What it's about is all the mediocre motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the unfairness really happens. So like a mediocre white motherfucker Ooh. Has a better shot than a mediocre black guy.
No, no. Right. Has a better shot than a superior black dude.
Yeah. Well, I think if you're
in
really
comedy,
superior.
Especially.
In comedy.
No, and other things.
Man, you know
sometimes.
How many mediocre white comics are fucking huge?
In yeah.
Well, there's a lot of mediocre white.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to agree with that.
I'm just
saying.
Decision
I mean, there's a lot of bad black comics, too. Don't get me wrong.
I came up with a few mediocre black blacks that are pretty big right now, so that ain't gonna fly
really?
With me
are
somewhere.
Like, I don't know, no. man. I feel like you still gotta go hard. Like you gotta go hard as a black dude. That,
I think a black dude,
annoying,
you,
man.
You have to go hard as listen. A comic, as a black comic. Mm-hmm. You always gotta be last. You always gotta close the show. You can't go in front of certain. Not you're not that type.
That sounds
you're not
I'll
you
go
like a Jay
they treat you like a black dude.
But you were Jay Oakerson had
you
sort of black training.
Let me tell you what they told me.
Black training.
I'll tell you what, Lucian. But first of all, this is what I heard.
Shitty white people.
You had black training. That's why you don't give a fuck.
Well, it was good training. But when I got here,
and Bill Burr.
When I got here, all these like little gatekeeper people in minor spots. This right. all they would say to me, like, "Yeah, we're not really looking for white guys." I'm like, all right. And then it became, well, you can do this spot. Normally, I put a black in this spot, but you seem to have black energy. So
that's terrible.
Like, Lucian said that to Jay. That was my favorite thing that Lucian said to Jay.
Yeah, he said that
because he was like, "Why don't you like?" He was like, "Well, normally I'd put a." Black or Puerto Rican in that spot, but you. He goes, let's face it, you're not an educated man.
And you know what?
I'm Jesus fucked. Christ.
He put Jay in the towny dum dum spot. and fucking, and just explicitly. One good thing about Lucian, whatever crazy thing he thought, he would just straight up tell you if you asked.
He's
like, well, you're not very good, are you?
No.
It's terrible.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, like, if you're any kind of brown, really not so much black and white. Now it's if you're any kind of Middle Eastern, but if you're just mediocre, some kind of
that's
niche
all
market
Middle
brown,
Eastern.
They listen. They can't hand you shit
fast enough.
If you're a mediocre woman who's a fucking lesbian, they can't hand
that
it to you fast
right.
enough.
Yeah,
in comedy, not maybe in
true.
Life, but entertainment.
In comedy, woo.
Yeah, like all woo. That shit that white people are afraid of happening with like affirmative action. I don't know how much it really happens, but. In the entertainment business,
but entertainment,
it happens a lot.
Entertainment, they can literally do what they do in the 30s in entertainment because it's still in the 30s.
Yeah,
entertainment is in the 30s. They reward buffooning ass black people. They reward the fuck out of you when you're a fucking buffoon.
Hey, let me ask
they
you.
Give you everybody. When you're intelligent, smart, they got a problem with
who do
you
think
you're
they don't reward? Let me ask you. Who's somebody that they don't reward
Sherrod,
that they should?
Sherrod Small.
Besides Sherrod Small.
What about Chris Kyle?
That they should.
Chris is where he should
like
be.
Actors.
Well, I'm doing
Chris is right where he belongs.
I mean, he should be actually a couple notches lower. Why is he on this
Whoa,
show?
Whoa, Jesus Christ. What's happening here?
How did he get booked?
Because his cop story, when he told me that cop story, I was like, that's an amazing, that story is something, because just the fact his mentality was like, well, yeah, just pistol whipping me, it's not the worst. You know, just that story.
That's how horrible
is,
it is to be,
yeah,
blackness.
I mean, that's like a fucking, oh, that should tell you something's a little fucked up.
No, like Guy was saying, it's like the fucking 30s, dude. Like,
it's
like,
the same as the 30s show.
The saddest shit
is. Yeah, the point that I was making before, like, but who should be,
like, who's not rewarded? Like, somebody artistic, because I think fucking Spike Lee is very overrated, but I think that's guy.
I love his movies. I love his movies. I think Do the Right Thing was right.
I like Do the Right Thing. That's a good movie.
School Days, Mo Better Blues. Yeah, Mo Better. Malcolm X. Are you kidding me?
Great movie. This is four.
I love 25th Hour was dope.
Okay. You know his name for, I think, great movies.
Somebody made a great point about Spike Lee. And tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, all of his best movies, Denzel was in them.
Without Denzel, Spike Lee
is overrated.
No, School Days had no Denzel.
Didn't love it. I didn't love School Days.
You ain't go to a black school.
I went to college for a year, right? I got a black school.
You went to college for how long?
I went for a year. I went to stupid Cheney. I didn't love it.
I went for four. They were good. School Days was awesome.
Got a movie about stomping the yard or whatever.
I love that Spike Lee addressed a lot of shit that we weren't addressing,
right?
And he was artistic, and he's from NYU Film School, which you have Oliver Stone, you have fucking Scorsese. So I love the way Spike Lee shot his
shit.
I'll
go Stone and Scorsese.
I'll tell you,
Girl Six was crazy.
Do you know what bugged the shit out of me?
I love Girl Six.
At the end of Do the Right Thing, where they write the graffiti,
fucking Tawana told the Clockers. Truth.
Clockers was dope.
Fucking Clockers, dude. Come on.
Okay. I was fine. I don't think it was great.
It was okay. It was a little bit overrated.
This is like 10 movies we named.
I never said he was bad.
If you made 10 anything,
I just said,
well, Spike Lee's an asshole. So
I just said, so is my uncle. None of those movies are as good as any Quentin Tarantino movie.
Whoa. Yeah. I can't agree with that.
I'm a Tarantino fan, but
I can't
Malcolm
agree with
that.
Malcolm X was, are you kidding me?
Malcolm X was phenomenal. Here's why.
Inside Man, a lot of people don't know
Inside Man.
Here's
the thing Love said that I.
Inside Man.
Inside Man was a Spike Lee joke.
I think that was that good.
Nobody in any Quentin Tarantino movie did have a better performance than fucking Denzel and Spike in X.
But that's right. Denzel.
Nobody had a better performance.
But that's like what he said, that is Denzel.
Denzel is his Pippin.
But you got a director. Why you can't get the credit to the director for putting him in those shots?
Do you ever see Faison Love making fun of Spike Lee for putting himself in the fucking
and
Malcolm X? Like, why are you making you the guy holding this?
Spike would do that all the time. That was annoying. But
what about Stan Lee popping his old face up in every fucking...
He deserves it.
But he doesn't say anything.
It don't matter. I don't got to see him flirting with some girl in Guardians of the Galaxy.
But Stan Lee...
Stan Lee
didn't come in as Captain America's sidekick, Bucky.
Maybe this
hey, Bucky, he's like, it's me, Stan Lee. I got you, Cap.
Maybe here's the problem, Kurt.
He didn't make himself the Winter Soldier.
Let me tell you something.
I knew
Bucky was going to die when his name was Bucky. He's done.
He's not dead yet.
This fucker's done.
By the way, all of Captain
America... Bucky!
I love Captain America, all his crew. And especially in the original comics, was all the stupidest side. Him and Moon Knight, all their sidekicks were the worst stereotypes. Frenchie, it's like a guy Frenchie with a beret and a fucking English guy with a bowler hat. And if, like, dude,
they were simpler times.
but that studio thing, you're right. That 30s, like,
it's still like that. They can hide it in entertainment.
But I don't look at it as like a plot like that. I look at it as these are out of touch.
It is a plot.
No, it's a plot.
This is the point that Judah was making last week. It's how out of touch. It's a combination of being out of touch and arrogant. And that's the argument that I was making before, is that you have a lot of decision makers that have bought into this meritocracy myth that think that they know things they don't.
This is what needs to happen.
I'm not saying they're not exceptional.
I'm saying that it's the out of touchness plus the arrogance, and that meritocracy myth feeds into that, and that's what. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. I'm just saying that mentality can really fuck you up as a decision.
Liberal bullshit. No.
Someone needs to come in, gunned up, and hold these fuckers hostages, keep them in a thing for like a nice month. And hold them hostage and said, I will shoot every fucking bastard in here if you don't change what the fuck is going on. I'm not fucking around.
I'll do it, guys.
And I mean,
they'll
have to sign contracts and say, you have to have this many black people. You got to stop doing this to women.
Asians.
You got to stop raping black women for them to win Oscars.
What was the thing
you
got to
stop. Hold
12,
on. You
got to
stop putting black men in dresses because you have superiority complexes.
Unless you're paying good and the role is right for me.
Oh, hold on.
Wait.
They got dress roles.
How much time we got? want to go that black men in dresses thing. What? Who is they putting black men
it's
in dresses?
It's like the Magna Carta in 1215.
Who is they?
I don't think.
Kings at gunpoint.
You want to listen to
having worked
people.
The black circuit if with a lot of bad character shit, you don't got exactly hold them up at gunpoint to get them into a dress.
No. Hold on. I'm not saying you can't play that. I can't just say you can't be a Flip Wilson and do artistic shit.
No, just say.
Like Dustin Hoffman and Tootsie, like Miss Doubtfire. There's artistic reasons.
But just putting up.
I'm saying. You put Chris Tucker and make him look like a sissy in Armageddon or whatever, or Fifth Element. Then you know, I mean, there's a lot of reason. You know, like if like 6 degrees of separation, I don't need to see Will Smith on top of a dude.
I do.
We can already.
I do. He looks scrumptious.
The Fresh Princess.
You can tell me. Wasn't he playing a guy that was gay?
No, but we don't have to see it. We get it that you had just made love to a man, but just don't. You don't have to see him doing it.
So you take that as a reduction.
But at least put it on
an
extended
time. First of all, I'm pretty sure Will Smith.
I loved his character.
No, he was phenomenal, but he still was butt naked on top of another dude.
You should know Will Smith. First of all, Godfrey.
I mean, but black symbolism for me, it's very important. I can understand if it's even. Listen, we think about Hollywood and how we were treated up to the 70s. We were playing pimps.
No, you're right. In context,
we were shit on buffoon. You had Jewish comics, you wearing blackface, like Al Jolson and all those guys wearing blackface, cooning us, and then we had the coon step infection.
Robin Williams is dead. Leave him alone.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We had to do that. So it's like we need dignified shit. We don't need that yet.
Okay, well, fuck that. What I'm telling you is Will Smith improv those scenes. Okay.
He thought it was a
documentary. Let me tell you a story about it.
We got to have Godfrey back. Well, we're out of time.
I know. I was late. I was my fault.
It was good, though. It was great.
Damn it.
Good episode.
Yeah, all right, that's it for Race Wars. Make sure
who's
you check
next?
Us
who's
next time.
Who's
Happy
next?
New Year to everyone.
I don't know.
Happy New Year.
We won't see him. I'll be on Fox News doing live coverage. That's right.
And listen, I'm going to get.
Oh, yeah? You're taking over Fox?
I'm taking it over.
Over New Year's?
I told them they're going to see lawyers, niggas, and Jordans. That's right. New Year's, I'll be on a Fox coverage from 9 p.m. to right after midnight. Right.
And also, I'm going to get.
For Red Eye? People out there. No, not for Red Eye. For Fox.
That's dope.
First pay they ever going to give a comedian.
You're doing correspondence?
First time any comedian getting paid.
So you're going to be in Times Square?
Comedian getting paid on Fox.
You're getting Times Square? Awesome.
Yeah,
you're gonna be that's who slow. Be with.
Godfrey, slow down. He has to dress like
Joanna,
Kathy Griffin.
Who was Miss New York? And
he's gonna be dressed like Kathy Griffin.
That's right.
Hilarious. Oh, that's
Bernie McGirt from IMS. He'll be on there.
Oh, that's dope.
It's gonna be dope.
That's gonna be
taking him over.
The ball's gonna drop.
All right, listen. Also, the cops that keep writing me on Facebook, I want the next episode, I want to have cops
let's
call
bring them on.
Okay. Yeah.
Simon said he's going to come and do the show. You know Simon.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah.
But he's got to retire.
You have a call-in thing, right?
Yeah. I want to get one of these impassioned ones that's like really like, you don't understand.
Tell him to come unarmed, though. Unarmed, of course.
He'll be on the phone.
I
want to
come back. I got to come back.
Yeah, we're going to get Godfrey back.
Please, I got to come back.
Why don't we get into Godfrey's dress things that I...
Damn it, I want to get into that shit.
Well, Uncle Milty was the first one in a dress.
Well,
on
all
TV.
Of them, Jack Lemmon, all those guys dressed as women all the time, but they were dignified. They still were doing dignified shit. They just happened to do that for artistic reasons. I'm saying when they do us, they just do it for just some other fucking reason. And no, it's like Judy Newmar. Remember what's that? Tu Wong Fu. Everybody dresses as a woman.
Right.
That's different.
Right.
Patrick Swayze, terrible. John Leguizamo,
and they were sexy women too. I have to say that.
You stop. But they all did it. But it was artistic. It was like I get that. But then when you just have some black dude be the gay guy just to fucking be the gay
stereotypes
guy.
Stereotypes on bullshit. Like,
but you're trying to downplay the heterosexualism of a black man.
Black people love, but you know, in a black people movie though, they'll love and make a stutterer. Like they always got a stutterer in a black.
Yeah, or
white people got a gay black dude. Black people got a stuttering black.
I like a nice.
I'm kick your ass.
I like a nice.
Make the gay guy.
Can I tell you what I like? I like a nice John Coffey healing my balls with his big black hands.
How about give the role to a black gay actor who's actually gay? Give it to him.
Quit
trying to challenge the guys.
They can only use Omar from The Wire so much in his show. All right, guys, we're out of time. That's Race Wars.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.